Along those lines of interconnection, there's a lot of questioning about whether or not the internet and the whole electronic world promotes connectivity, or the ways in which it does promote connectivity. Do you see a benefit? I mean, do you see a way in which this movement toward electronic connectivity can promote, does promote community in a helpful way?
It, well, let's see. I'm going to say, first of all, I'm going to say yes and no, and then I'll try and explain what I'm saying. So I'm going to start with just an observation about what we call technology in general. And of course, the internet is a technological phenomenon, right? And technology, well, let's take the internet, what we're talking about. It is, I guess you could say it promotes a certain kind of connectivity, but it's a mental connectivity. It's about information. And information is something very different from the nearest analog in the world of the heart is knowing, which doesn't require being informed or evidence or anything like that. So if you talk about connecting with another human being, you can just ask yourself, is there any significant difference between connecting with a person via internet that you've never seen and talked to or been in the presence of versus connecting with a person, let's call it, in real time? So technology in general, and the internet is a very good example of this, is by nature dissociative. When you are looking at a screen, essentially what that does is you're someplace else. You understand what I mean by that? Yeah? And if you're someplace else other than where you are, mm-hmm. you're disconnected. It's, like if you're talking about personal relationships, I mean, the difference between, meeting with somebody to have a meal and having a chat and laughing together and crying together and eating together and maybe even touching each other, heaven forbid, and so on. Let's call it a heart-to-heart meeting. You know that person, you have a connection to that person in a way that no amount of information on the internet will ever provide, no matter how thick the dossier is. And you look around at people today, and the level of personal connection that you see just, walking down the street or on the subway or whatever, is much smaller than even the small amount it was before. Everybody is, if they're talking at all, they're talking to a piece of plastic. Right? Isn't it true? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's dissociative.
So my question is there any way out of this? I mean, given the role that the internet and electronics have taken on in mm-hmm. our culture today, yeah. where's it going to go? Like, is there a way out of this?
Yes.
Without kind of shutting it down, which isn't going to happen.
Right. So, but it'll happen for us. not right away, but it will.
Piece of plastic saying, what the hell were they?
Well, probably not us, but generations in the future. But, I can say with some certainty that will happen, because it's a product of a way of life that is not sustainable, a product of a way of life that is deeply dissociative, and therefore destructive of the very living world that supports our life and gave it to us in the first place. That won't go on forever. But in the meantime, what? So, in the meantime, well, you know, whether you consider it a blessing or a curse, the way that life is structured right now, you got to engage it. If you have any sort of business or gainful activity or anything like that, you know, the world is moving at computer speed, and you've got to go with it. It's just necessity. So, and that's not going to disappear, you know, anytime this week. But the thing to... Huh? I'm sorry, you only get to stay here for 5 days. That's not a whole week. We'll talk about that later. But so you've got to use it. You've got to engage it. And as much as possible, the thing is to use it and not be used by it. And one of the things that means in a practical way is that, you know, fortunately, those things still have off buttons. But the other thing is that...
Nobody knows how to press it.
Or when you do, everybody else gets pissed off at you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But let it be their problem.
Yeah, with the younger generation.
But just want to share one other thing here. And that is that, you know, given the setup currently, there are some ways, in a limited way, that can be used in a way that can be limited, in a limited way, helpful even for establishing community. Because if you take as an example the sacred fire, what we call a sacred fire community, it's not like a traditional community where everybody's living in the same village. It's a community that is worldwide, and it requires some coordination, considerable amount of coordination, and you know, things like the internet can be invaluable for that in this particular setup. But this is a setup we have to work with. So I'm not saying that nobody should ever turn the thing on. It's about recognizing, you know, what it really is and what it does and what it doesn't do, and finding a way to use it, as I say, rather than being used by it.